It's the wearing of the green today. The Greenhorns make up a community of more than 5,000 young farmers and activists committed to producing and advocating for food grown with vision and respect for the earth. They are the subject of a film and the book I hold in my hand, Greenhorns, the Next Generation of American Farmers. They will both are going to be presented as part of the Curiosity Forum in Cambridge, New York on Friday night. Luke Dykus is a Greenhorn. He worked as a freelancer in the TV industry, lighting TV shows, commercials, and promos, and of course, the natural progression is to now run a vegetable farm based in New York. Luke, welcome to the roundtable. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Also with us is Deb Foster of Hubbard Hall, who is an integral part, the troika of the Curiosity Forum, and is with us as well. Hello, Deb. How
Good
are you?
Good morning. I'm quite well.
Excellent. So, first of all, at what point did you know that you were a greenhorn? I mean, was that a label? Someone came to you, I assume, and said, "You're sort of doing what it is that we have identified as this."
Yeah, I think that's true. My wife and I, then girlfriend, were apprenticing for a larger CSA farm down in Columbia County, looking for land to farm on our own. And Severin, who is the editor of the book, contacted us based on some information we had on our webpage as we were looking for land to farm on our own. And sort of said, hey, it seems like your experience matches that of many others, and you're writing about it. Please contribute to the book.
So one of the things that's fascinating is that we generally think of farming as, and this is true, of course, but it's a very difficult profession, and something that so many people are getting out of as opposed to the people getting into it. So when you say to people, oh, I'm going into farming, the response is...
The response ranges. I think people who, like yourself, recognize how hard it is sort of raise their eyebrows and say good luck. And I think that with the rise and popularity of, you know, eco-everything, some people are really excited and think that it's going to be, a pleasant Green Acres experience of sleeping in and roosters crawling and, you know, gardening. And farming is not gardening. Farming is a huge, huge amount of work. And
it's you. Your farm is the Quincy Farm.
That's correct.
It's you, your wife, and your dog.
That's correct.
And it's vegetable farm. You're right on. You're right off of Route 40 on the Hudson River.
We're right on River Road for anyone familiar with East End.
Yes,
the old Wright family farm.
Yeah, the Wright family farm, and it's a beautiful property. How many acres?
We have just under 50 acres.
Okay, and how much of that is farmed?
This year we have 4 acres in cash crop production. We have a little more than twice that in cover crops, and from a sort of conventional perspective, a little over 40 of those 50 acres are considered tillable, about 30 prime.
And any of these questions, by the way, feel free to say none of your damn business. But, I mean, is this how you make your living?
At the moment, no. At the moment, we're living off money that we made working off-farm over the winter.
Yeah.
We made a pretty detailed business plan looking out 10 years, to make sure that this endeavor that we're getting into seriously is actually going to support us and our family. It's one thing to work for someone else as an apprentice and sort of cover your bills, but it's a different thing to try to do it for your life, with your business, everything you've saved.
Because land is expensive. The doing what it is that you're doing, just keeping the land even during the winter, is expensive. And then you have this very short period of time where the crops come to fruition and you can sell them and hopefully make back some of the money, right?
Well, yeah. And also we aim to scale up pretty aggressively. And so per the plan, everything, all of our profit from the first year, we sort of use to scale up. So we're growing about twice as much food this season as we did last. And if things go well, aim to expand about that much again for next year. So we're doing 4 farmers markets and a small CSA this year. And we hope to expand that further. And we sort of figure that right now we're young and tough enough that we can kill ourselves with full-time off-farm employment and running a vegetable farm.
Right.
And expand, and then hopefully get on and ride that train shortly.
Well, now Deb and I are both Irish, so we just assume that if we make plans, things are just going to be shot to hell.
Yes,
is that in the plan?
That is in the plan, actually.
Okay,
all
right.
Business plan's very pessimistic.
The we silver would call lining. That realistic.
Yeah, it's just going to happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you're very, very pessimistic, then you can beat your numbers, and it feels good to look out and say, man, everything's going to heck, and then look at the numbers and be where you need to be.
Right.
So you just, you aim real low.
And correct me if I'm wrong in this, but what it seems to me, and I get this idea in the book, and you just understand that, and especially where you're located in that corridor from Greenwich to Troy, or let's say Scaticoke, where there are these wonderful vegetable farms, dairy farms, you're all in this together. I mean, this is not sort of a competition or a competitive business. I mean, I guess it is to a sense, but it is really a community, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is a community. I think one of the things that's really fantastic about Easton and Washington County is that it is still a vibrant, thriving agricultural community. I mean, all of our neighbors are working productive farms, and that's one of the fantastic things about living here. I think when you get further south in the Hudson Valley, development pressure has made it so that is less and less true. And so that, you know, there is certainly competition, but there is, you know, because there are so many working farms, there is the support in the community to make those farms thrive.
Now, Deb, this is going to be The Greenhorns, as I mentioned, is a book. It's a film, and both are going to be presented as part of the Curiosity Forum in Cambridge, New York. First of all, before we talk about the event itself in detail, give us a sense, remind folks of what the Curiosity Forum is and how this particular event fits into that mission.
The Curiosity Forum is a program that started about 5 years ago, maybe a little more, when we had artist Leslie Park gave a presentation on her time in working in Monet's gardens in Givenchy. And it was an amazing success. And we took that energy, combined forces with Bat and Kill Books and Leslie Park Studios, and decided to just run with that whole idea of presenting programs by people who are very passionate about whatever topic it is that they are passionate about, and give them an opportunity to come share that passion with others. And in the meanwhile, we continue to create more and more bonds with other organizations in the area. For instance, this program is co-sponsored by Agricultural Stewardship Association that WAMC has a strong relationship with, Bedlam Farm, which is John Katz's farm, Cold Antler Farm, so which is Jenna Wogenrich's farm. So, you know, every program, every little spark of curiosity forms more relationships in the community.
Yeah, I was going to start listing all the people who were responsible for putting this thing together. It's a very long list. I'll just give the website. And
there you go. Well, it's a program that has zero budget. So we depend on donations and the kindness of strangers and friends.
But basically, it's you. It's a Hubbard Hall, Bat and Kill Books, and Leslie Park, and you get together and sort of figure out how these events will work, and whether it's a bookstore event or you do it at this one will be done at the Freight Depot Theater, which is right behind Hubbard Hall, and whether it has an artistic component, a book component, a whatever.
Film,
Yeah, film.
Yeah, we went from, you know, struggling to come up with a few programs to fill a year to now programming 2 years out. So extremely popular program.
Yeah, show off. So when you... So for this,
you did one for us.
Yeah, I like to show off. So then, when you do the this particular one, it will start off as a film at 6 o'clock.
Yes,
and you'll show the film, and it's a short film. And then after that,
there will be a panel presentation, a chance to ask questions. Luke will be there. I believe Jenna's going to be there. Small panel of people working on the overall Greenhorns project. And there will be a book signing and snacks.
Yeah. So.
Right after that, there's actually going to be a Village Harmony concert in the main hall. So you can kind of come, learn about a great project, get some free food, and then go to a great sort of folk music concert.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your participation in both the book and the film, what's the message that you wanted to get out with?
Well, I don't have much of a participation in the film in particular.
Yeah.
The book, the essay that we have in the book, is about our experience trying to find good farmland, which is, I think, one of the huge hurdles for new farmers of any age and of any sort. I think that it's true of, you know, young folks trying to inherit the family dairy, conventional or otherwise, and it's true of newcomers trying to run vegetable farms and anything else. We looked for years trying to find a piece of land that was going to support a family farm and enable us to do this, and couldn't find ground that we could afford where we wanted to be. And finally, through a lot of luck and some hard work, we found this piece of ground in Easton. And with the help of the Ag Stewardship Association and with Open Space Institute, they helped write a conservation easement on this property that made it affordable for us to get it and to start this farm. And I think sharing that experience with other young farmers or prospective young farmers, and also with the community at large, is sort of an important message for people to understand.
Now, this tells a story of partnerships, of course, of how you have to go through that. But ultimately, in the end, you're doing what you want to do, but this land is also saved and is being protected as farmland.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Forever, this land is undevelopable. It's a great conservation easement that is written so that it will always be able to be farmed productively, however that means. It isn't tailored to boutique vegetable production in the least. It just means that someone can't put up a bunch of condos or townhouses or, you know, turn the thing into a golf course or something. It'll always be quality farmland. And that's important to the community. It's, you know, it's pretty and it's aesthetic, but it's also, I mean, farmland creates food.
Right. And we need that. And also, and it's a, and also it's the backbone of Washington County. I mean, that's what the county, both in because of this corridor we're talking about, you are in Washington County, but you're right on the border of Rensselaer County.
That's correct.
And northern Rensselaer County. And this is where, you know, this is what the county is known for. This is their backbone.
Absolutely.
God knows we have to have some sort of some sort of income, right? There has to be some sort of commerce in the county. When you look at other young farmers, are you – because I thought it was interesting in the book they used the term activist, and I assume that's not a term that you would immediately subscribe to, but you almost find yourself in that position because you're saying, okay, this can be done and should be done.
Yeah. I would not self-identify myself as an activist.
Right.
I think that I work too hard for that, and I don't find room for my personal space, never mind being proactive. I think I should. Everyone should stand up and work for what they believe in. I just tend to stand up and work.
Yeah.
But through that, you created a farm that absolutely speaks to activism in terms of small farms and
I think that it's true, and I think that for someone who is looking to run a farm like ours, I mean, I think that we are succeeding rather than have succeeded at this point.
Yeah.
You know, the story is not over, but we have not failed either. And I think that the way that we came to get our property and the way that we came to farming can be a useful role model for a lot of people who are trying to do this.
And if we want to get vegetables from your farm, we go where?
You can get vegetables from our farm on Tuesday from 3 to 6 at the Malta Farmers Market, Malta Community Center, Thursday afternoons in Ballston Spa, Saturday mornings in Glens Falls, Sunday mornings around City Hall in Schenectady. And we also have a CSA program that we distribute in Ballston Spa on Tuesdays.
Okay. So it's through the farmers markets and through the
And there is a farmers market in Cambridge every Sunday from 10 to 2. Right in back of Harbor Rock?
I don't know if I told you the story, Deb, but the Saturday before that, I'm busy doing a bunch of stuff and a bunch of errands, and I go in and I'm desperately trying to get home because I want to notify some of my family, talk to some of my family about some things that are going on, and I there are a lot of family members I haven't been able to get a hold of, and then I go to the farmer's market just to pick up some strawberries, and boom, there's my cousin.
There you go.
Who's now selling peanut butter, and oh my God, is it great peanut butter? Which you
I actually noticed that on the counter. Yes.
Yeah, our dog loves this peanut butter now, but it was meant for us. But I have to tell you, it's good stuff. It reminded me of how great that market is, and so many of them are.
Yeah, it's not just go get vegetables. It's definitely a social event.
Caramel peanut butter, Deb. Caramel peanut butter.
Mm.
Okay.
I'll be there in a bit, Brady.
As part of the Curiosity Forum in Cambridge, New York, at the Freight Depot Theater, there will be a film screening of Greenhorns at 6 p.m., followed by a panel discussion at 7, and a book signing for Greenhorns, 50 Dispatches from the New Farmers Movement. For more information, go to battenkillbooks.com, battenkillbooks.com, and you can find out more information. You can go to Hubbard Hall. You can go to all these other websites. But
HubbardHall.org.
HubbardHall.org. HubbardHall.org. battenkillbooks.com. You'll find it there. Luke, I wish you all the luck in the world. Good luck, and congratulations on what you and your wife are doing. It's good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Deb, as always, a great pleasure. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking about the next Curiosity Forum.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Great name, by the way. Again, battenkillbooks.com, hubbardhall.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.